Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Today, we're going to be talking about creating wealth. And in fact, I want to share with you five things that no one's going to tell you about wealth that I think every single person, every single practice owner really needs to understand about the wealth creation process. And some of these things are going to be some hard truths. And of course, there's that great saying that when the tide goes out, you can see who's swimming naked. And as I'm recording this, we are going through the COVID-19 situation and the tide is definitely going out and you can see who is swimming naked for sure. So I want to tell you these five things that no one else is going to tell you, but I think you need to know to get ahead, to create wealth beyond the dental practice. So the first thing I want to share with you is that we're going to be talking about creating real wealth, and real wealth takes time. And that means there's a process involved, and that process involves earning money, saving money, investing money, and ultimately enjoying money. Now, the problem is that most people go from earning money to enjoying money because they want instant gratification, instant, lifestyle. And of course, the people who are really, really wealthy have built their wealth over time. There are some exceptions to that, I grant you. But most people who have got wealth, and I'm talking about substantial wealth here, have built that over a period of time. And that means that we've got to be understanding what each part of that process involves. So if we're looking at earning money, most people in a practice need to understand how to generate cash flow from their business. Rather than focusing on revenue, we need to be focusing on cash flow. And cash flow is the end result. And we've got to have a blueprint that generates cash flow. We call that the money machine in the work that we do in the Savvy Dentist Academy and in Practice Max. That's the money machine. And it's a blueprint for generating cash flow. And it shows you how to create it from scratch, what levers to pull, how to tweak this and adjust that so you can make sure your business produces the right amount of cash flow for you, whatever that number may be. So we've got to understand the earning part, but equally we've got to make sure that we quarantine some of that cash flow and put it aside for wealth creation purposes. We've got to make sure that the business doesn't consume all the cash flow it produces. It can't just be continually fed and fed and fed back into the business. We've got to take some off the table and use it to create wealth. And over time, that nest egg will grow and develop. One of the things that I've learned over the years, and I've made mistakes in this as well, is it's really important to make sure that we're patient with these things. And as a younger person, I was less patient. As an older person, I'm understanding the value of that patience. It's incredibly, incredibly important to understand, especially in a world where we've got instant everything, instant gratification, instant celebrity. We've got LinkedIn influencers, Instagram influencers. Everyone's an influencer of some kind. And of course, the whole get-rich-quick thing is very much alive and well, but real wealth, and I mean real wealth, is created over time. Just like anything of substance is created over time. Things that are built on thin air generally fall apart as quickly as they are built up. So that's point number one. Point number two is that every single person who I've studied who's created real wealth has had a business at the heart of their earning capacity. And that means that we've got to be, as I said earlier, understand how our business works. We've got to be able to create a financial moat around our business. We've got to make sure we've got, as I said a moment ago, cash flow, the money machine working. We've got to have stability of those earnings so that they're consistently improving over time. We've got to make sure that we're building assets into the business and we're converting those assets into cash flow. But we've also got to understand that if we're going to create wealth, it's about really really getting clear about how our business operates, making it robust, making sure it's not fragile, ensuring that our earning capacity is undisturbed and uninterrupted. And that is a key. And that's building a financial moat around our business and also understanding how and which levers to pull to change the outcome that we're trying to create. So key number three is related to this as well. And this is really, really important. That is to have a margin of safety. It's about creating what I call a rainy day bank account. Other people have called it different things. But for many, many years, from the day I started practicing, I was blessed to have been given this book, by my father. And in that, it shared some principles. And one of those principles was to put money aside for a rainy day. And we used to call it our 10% account. Now we just call it our rainy day account. But, you know, when you have an economic crisis, whatever that may be, whether it's a global financial crisis that we had in 2008, the coronavirus situation that we're experiencing right now, what we understand is things change fast. And that means you're not going to have time to accumulate it when you start to think things are going bad, because it's going to deteriorate faster. And so when the times are good, it's really important to just, again, take some money off the table and put it aside for contingency. So again, the wealthy people I know always have a contingency fund so they don't have to sell quality assets at distressed prices. The fourth thing I want to share with you around this is about living modestly and not living beyond means. So this is potentially going to be controversial, and I was really kind of to-ing and fro-ing whether I put this into this particular podcast, but I'm just going to put it out there because I think it needs to be said. And really honestly, I see this as a massive blight on modern society. And this is about appearing wealthy when there is no real wealth. And I'm talking about fake wealth versus real wealth. I'm in the position, the very fortunate position, where I get to talk to literally hundreds and hundreds of business owners every year about their business. We look at numbers, we go through detailed assessments. Some of those we work with in our coaching programs. Many of them we don't, for one reason or another. And what's really interesting to me is, you know, on several occasions, multiple occasions, I've had people come to me with some form of financial distress. Their business might be underperforming, their cash flow might be tight, whatever it happens to be. And yet, in a week or two or three or however long later, I'll see those same people on social media, traveling around the world, business class or first class, taking photos of themselves in their first class cabins and clinking champagne glasses. And I'm not here to say that they can't or shouldn't travel first class or business class. That's not what I'm getting at. The point I'm trying to make is that a week or two or three earlier, they're complaining about cash flow and they're ultimately writing checks that their business can't quite manage. And I've seen this time and time again. And really wealthy people, while they're accumulating their wealth, and even after they've accumulated their wealth, live well beyond, well within their means, I should say. They live well within their means and not beyond it, like I see the fake wealth people do. And so I really want to ensure that I make this very, very clear. And as I said, I was a little bit iffy about whether I should include this, right? Because I know it's going to potentially upset some people. But I'm going to tell you that real wealth is not having sports cars and you know, babes hanging off your arm or, you know, whatever it is, right? Real wealth is putting your head on the pillow at night and sleeping very, very soundly, knowing that whatever happens, you and your family are safe. That's real wealth. And again, however people choose to spend their money is fine. I'm not here to judge anyone about whether they travel first class or business class or not. That's not it. All I'm saying is that if you're doing that, you are still living within your means and not spending your future investment earnings by having a short-term approach to lifestyle. So that's point number four. Point number five is to take money and invest it, as I've said earlier. And when I say invest, I mean invest, not speculate. In the dot-com days of the late 90s, you know, early 2000s, there was a lot of speculation going on. There was a massive bubble. Everyone was speaking about the new economy and the old rules didn't apply. And of course, there was not a dollar to be made. It was all on thin air. We've seen that again in recent years, you know, with cryptocurrencies as well. And again, I'm not here to say people can't or shouldn't do whatever they want to do, but it's about making sure that you invest in proper assets that produce real things that are based by something solid. There's a real company producing real things rather than thin air. And of course, it's about getting a fair and reasonable rate of return on those investments and then taking those investment returns and, you know, reinvesting them and compounding them out. So there you have it. There's nothing in this five things about wealth that says, you know, grow an Instagram following. There's nothing in this wealth process that says, you know, go into the latest cryptocurrency. There's nothing in here that says, you know, fake it till you make it. There's nothing in there that is based on thin air. These are real principles that have stood the test of time that I think are a little bit forgotten. And I'm hoping that with this coronavirus situation, there's going to be a bit of a reset. And what I'm hoping in this is there'll be some people reflecting on their life before coronavirus and thinking, do I really want to continue the same way afterwards? And if you do, high five, that's great. But equally, I think there'll be some people that go, you know what? I think I need to reassess a few things. I've just had a bit of a wake-up call. There's been a few things that are now important to me that I neglected for a while. And so when it comes to wealth, again, understand that it's a process. Earn the money, save the money, invest the money, and then enjoy the money. And that takes time. It's also important to understand that the business is the driver of that. And so you've got to know, you've got to have a process for producing cash flow. And if you don't, you know, there's going to be trouble. So again, we call that the money machine in our academy and in Practice Max Coaching. But you've got to have a blueprint to follow that produces it, you know, day in, day out, month in, month out, quarter in, quarter out. You've got to put some money aside for contingency. You've got to make sure that you live within your means. And, you know, it's about, as I said, real wealth rather than keeping up with the Joneses. And then, of course, it's about making sensible investments into real things and reinvesting those returns. So there you have it. There's five truths about creating wealth that I think every business owner really needs to know. They're not sexy. They're definitely not sexy, but they work time and time and time again. So I hope you find that helpful. And until next time, take good care. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.